This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One more sleep, one more wake up, one more day until the madness is here. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Greg behind the glass, Filar on the updates, and it is Tournament Eve, John.
I know. It's just a day away before we'll have to have an emergency Stoney or Rieger or whoever it is fill in because you'll be, quote unquote, sick. If trends hold, and I'm not sure 1 year makes a trend, but
I am on notice.
You're on notice. Yes.
I got to make sure that
if you for any reason have to call in sick tomorrow or Friday,
I'll be hearing that. That's a cough, John.
Yeah,
starting to feel.
That will be an epic moment for the show. Guarantee you, epic moment. Yes, one sleep away.
We did have the play-in games last night. North Carolina, despite the fact people didn't want them in the tournament, they will be in the field of 64. They'll be playing in...
They spanked San Diego State.
Yeah, that was not close.
No, it was 47-23 at half. The game was over.
Much more dramatic in the battle of 16 seeds. St. Francis goes down to Alabama State in the final seconds of that game.
68-68 with just over 3 seconds. Full court pass. No one catches it. It bounces around. All of a sudden, one of the Alabama State players grabs a hold, throws it up with, and I can't remember what the time was left, like 0.7 seconds left on the clock to seal the victory.
You were listening to Doug and Gator yesterday talk about St. Francis, PA, and the story that is St. Francis, PA. They go down at the buzzer, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Their coach has been there 29 years, player, assistant coach, head coach. First time that St. Francis of Pennsylvania has gone dancing. And they were a tournament team.
Were they,
though? The debate yesterday was, and this is one, and it's weird what you get triggered by, is Gator said, well, they're not a tournament team. And Doug was, yes, they are a tournament team because they're playing the play-in game. They're not in the field of 64.
John, what are they playing into? They're playing into the tournament.
Was this game on their schedule when they started the season?
This is a postseason game, but it is a play into the tournament game, and they did not win their way.
You're really going to take this side.
I'm going to take Gator's
side. You're such a dork. Yesterday, two Grand Slam. How many teams are in the NCAA tournament? You didn't have that debate yesterday, did you, Mr. Costa?
Tom wrote the question. I didn't write the question.
You didn't have an argument with it yesterday.
I wasn't going to take the money out of the guy's pocket.
68, and it was there. We read it pre-show. There was nothing that you said that said, you know, hey, well, I don't really think that this is a legitimate question because the answer is not right. You didn't bring it up yesterday. Now all of a sudden, oh, they're not in the tournament because they lost last night, the play-in.
I think it's the same in the NBA too, by the way. If you make the play-in, but you lose your one or two game little deal.
Greg got triggered.
Greg?
You are factually wrong on this, Costa. Oh. It is the field of 68. Alabama State has a tournament win. It is counted as a tournament game. It is not officially designated the play-in round. That's what is commonly referred to by the public. It is officially designated the opening round.
Opening round
of the NCAA tournament.
They also call it the first four.
And by the way, you know what? You know what the pushback is of why people don't want to call this a tournament game? Because it doesn't count towards people's brackets. What did you argue a couple days ago, Jim?
I'm not filling out a bracket.
Brackets are for boomers. Yeah. Brackets are old. Brackets are done.
Boom! Factually.
I feel like I just got tag team wrestled here, pinned to the ground.
Greg just brought out the paddle and put
steel
you in your place.
There you go.
And you are right about the NBA, though. The play-in tournament is not referred to or not considered a playoff game for the NBA.
So I'm right in the NBA, wrong in college.
Correct. Yes.
Take that.
50-50 to start the show. Try to do better than that, but it's not a bad start. Hey. What do you guys think? Like, St. Francis, PA, they are in the tournament. Did they make the tournament? They lost last night. They won't be in the field of 64. They won't get a 116 matchup.
Well, there's a lot of teams that won't be in the field of 32.
Sure.
A lot of teams that won't be. There'll be 16 more that won't be in the field of 16.
Why aren't you making this case for San Diego State? You're afraid of Brian Dutcher?
Yeah, I'm terrified. Hey, Aztecs, you didn't make it either. You lost the play-in opportunity.
They lost in the first four.
Yeah. They lost. So did the Wings last night.
When the Wings start, like, that's kind of the reaction I have watching the entire Wings game was just like, okay, the Caps score. Oh, man. Caps score again. Oh, man. It just, you could see it just melting away. And now three back of the cut line, it's gone.
It looks like the Wings aren't going to be making the opening round, the play-in, or the playoffs, or whatever you want to call the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well done. Yeah, you know what made it so much worse, too, though? It's 1-1 going to the third period. You're like, you know what? It's hockey. It's weird. Maybe they find a way to win tonight on the road, finish what they should have done against Washington last time. And while you're in this 1-1 hockey game, it was well documented they needed some help, and they were getting it. Calgary was beating the Rangers. Right at the time, Montreal was losing to Ottawa. And you go, oh, okay, John, there's a world where the Wings eke out it could be a garbage goal in the third period. Win 2-1, and we wake up, and they're back in the playoffs at least for a day.
Uh-huh.
And even with some help that they were getting, you have to win. Like, you can't count on anybody else. You have to find a way to win these hockey games, and it snowballed. And McClellan even said it after the game. He goes, hey, 1-1, we go down 2-1, that's going to happen. He was mad that they went down 3-1. Because he thought that was a bad goal. They got beat up the ice. Now they're down two goals. There's three goals before you know it. They can't even pull their goalie to try to mount a comeback. It's a flat finish to that hockey game. And I do wonder, and this is something that we should talk about if it keeps going south, wouldn't it be better to call Kosa up? Like, it's one thing if you say, hey, he's 22, it's a playoff race, maybe not the right time to drop him in. But if you're not making the playoffs and we get 8 to 10 games to go in the season, wouldn't you throw him up to get his feet wet a little bit?
Yeah. See, I mean, give him experience at this level. He's already got one win. I mean, he's already got some experience. You've already done it. If they hadn't already done it, then you could be like, well, okay, let's just... You could make an argument for just bring him up next year. But if you're not going to be in the field of 16 and you are... You're a team that just... trying to figure out, as a general manager, what are you going to do next year? And yes, there is more things that can happen in the offseason, and there will be more things happen in the offseason. But if you're trying to evaluate, is a guy ready? What better way to evaluate him than see him at that level?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So some people think it's unfair to compare him to Andrei Vasilevskiy. The reason he is compared to him is that's a goalie Yzerman drafted in the first round in Tampa.
Yeah.
Vasilevskiy, at this same age, was playing 50 games in a season in the National Hockey League. By 23, the age Kosa will be next year, the guy was standing on his head as one of the top goalies in the sport.
Well, now, I think comparisons are unfair.
Fine. My point, though, is it's not unheard of that a first-round goalie who's about to be 23 years old would be playing National Hockey League games. It would be normal. You wouldn't be unnecessarily stunting his development. I'm not saying he should be Vasilevskiy today. I'm saying it's not unheard of to play that guy in the National Hockey League at this stage of his development. He's played AHL playoffs. He's logged games at the AHL level. I understood the idea, hey, we're in a playoff spot or we're within a game of a playoff spot. We're not throwing it in the hands of a 22-year-old unproven goalie. But if they get 3, 4, 5, 6 points back and they have 3, 4, 5 games left, wouldn't it make all the sense in the world to call him up and say, let's see what he's got?
I'd even like to see him at home. All right, because I know that they play Dallas as their final home game, but there's a stretch there where, you know, the final 6 games, they've got 5 on the road. Why wait till then? Because I mean, by the end of this road trip, Vegas, Utah, Colorado, I think they're not going to be mathematically eliminated, but I think they will be practically eliminated. Yeah. And so if you're just looking at it in terms of practicality, you got Ottawa, Boston, Carolina, Florida at home. And if St. Louis on the road in there, at some point in that 5-game stretch, bring him up and allow him a chance to play at the LCA, allow him a chance to then go on the road. And maybe you want to see him against Montreal or Florida or Tampa, and then you get another one home against Dallas. Like, there's opportunity there, and why not make it easy or at least easier for him to make that transition? Give him every advantage possible.
Yeah, because maybe he builds some confidence in the final stretch run of the season here, which sets him up to be a franchise goalie. I mean, that's what you draft a guy in the first round to be. And if he struggles, I think there's this fear, oh, it's gonna shatter his confidence. Well, then he might not be a franchise goalie anyway. If 4 or 5 bad games ruins him, better to figure that out sooner rather than sink more time into him.
I think he'll come up and do just fine. Sure. I don't think he's going to get ruined. And even if they all end up in losses, I mean, are we sitting here and blaming all of the losses on the goalie?
No. I don't even know if last night's necessarily on Mrazek.
Right. But in terms of, as I think more about it, you know, the home games, they're not going to be home games for him.
Right. But
I mean, he doesn't have residence here. It's not like he's going to stay at home and then go to the LCA and then go home. Like it's going to be still a relatively new environment for him. So maybe it doesn't matter at all. It's just the fact that you have more fans in the stands wearing red and white versus, you know, being on the road for anybody else.
It's just a consideration because they're going the wrong way. Wings lose. They've lost 7 of the last 10.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.